to God Heals Me, a program for busy kids. Hi, I'm Juliana, and we've got a fun story to tell and an important lesson to share. Be sure to listen at the end of the show for a special web address, where you'll find information about an exciting new activity book created just for kids. It teaches us all how to live a healthy, happy life. But for now, sit back, relax, and enjoy the program. Thanks for tuning in. Here's our storyteller, Uncle Charles.
Thank you, Juliana. We've learned in these God Heals Me stories that we should be looking for Jesus everywhere. But you know what? There's one more place where people should be able to look to see Jesus and learn about how to live a healthy and happy life. Where is that place? Today, Angela shares what she thinks we need to know. It's important, so listen carefully. Yesterday, I learned a new song. My grandma and grandpa taught it to me. You see, they're always telling me to look for Jesus' healing love in nature, in acts of kindness at school, at church, and even in my own home. Jesus is everywhere if you look for him, they said. And the more you look for Jesus, the less stress you have, and the more you want to follow his wonderful, healthy ideas for living. Well, that made sense. Jesus tells us to eat healthy food, drink lots of water, exercise every day, spend time in the sunshine, take care of nature, and enjoy worshiping him each week. Yes, everyone should look for Jesus because it's good for both our minds and our bodies. But the song they taught me says that people should see Jesus in a very unusual place. The song was written a long, long time ago by a lady named Lila Morris. If you don't mind, I'd like to sing it to you. No, I'm not a great singer, but this is a great song. If you happen to know it, sing along. Here goes. Do we live so close to the Lord today, passing to and fro on life's busy way, that the world in us can a likeness see to the man of Calvary? Can the world see Jesus in me? Can the world see Jesus in you? Does your love to him ring true, and your life and service too? Can the world see Jesus in you? Grandpa says that when we're kind and loving, when we offer help and hope to people, when we care for nature and those around us, the world is seeing Jesus in us. Wow! That means that through us, through you and me, people can learn how to be healthy and happy. They can see us eating nutritious foods, exercising each day, worshiping God each week, enjoying bright sunshine and lots of fresh water. They can see us forgiving those who are mean to us, helping our friends when they're sad or afraid, and taking care of all creatures great and small on this earth. Yes, they can see Jesus in us. Then they'll learn what we already know, and they'll become healthier and happier. Thank you, Grandma and Grandpa, for teaching me that song. I'll do my best to make sure that the world can see Jesus in me. Oh, what a great lesson from Angela. Thank you. Her story reminds me of this Bible text. Look closely at yourself. You know that Jesus Christ is in you. 2 Corinthians 13:5. Like Angela, I want the world to see Jesus in me. How about you?
Charles. Now, I'd like to invite everyone to stop by GodHealsMe.org to check out a new book filled with stories, games, and puzzles to help us all live a healthy, happy life. Here's the best part. This important information comes straight from the Bible. It's fun, exciting, and I promise that you'll learn something new every day. Remember that web address, GodHealsMe.org. That's GodHealsMe.org. O-R-G. Until next time, this is Juliana and Uncle Charles wishing you lots of health and happiness. See ya!